In the year's other big elections, Colombia took a conservative turn when it elected Iván Duque as president. With the main opposition candidate barred from running, Vladimir Putin was easily re-elected as Russia's president. Pakistan got a new prime minister in Imran Khan, though the former cricket star had unsporting help from the army. Italy got a new populist coalition, which did little to tackle the country's mounting debt problem.
Malaysians ousted the increasingly corrupt party that had ruled their country since independence in 1957, even though it had tried to rig the ballot. And Zimbabwe's election was won by ZANU-PF, sans Robert Mugabe. The opposition claimed the vote had been rigged, but the Electoral Commission insisted there had been no skullduggery.
Cyril Ramaphosa took over as South Africa's president when Jacob Zuma at last resigned after years of corruption scandals. The moribund economy emerged from recession. Australia also got a new leader when Malcolm Turnbull was ousted as prime minister by his party colleagues and replaced with Scott Morrison. The office has changed hands six times since 2007. Amid an impeachment vote, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski resigned as Peru's president.
The crisis of socialist mismanagement in Venezuela deepened, speeding up a mass exodus of its hungry and disenfranchised people. The military officers in charge of toilet paper distribution failed to deliver. Inflation hit 1,000,000%. Nicolas Maduro, the president, gained another term in a sham election. He blamed Colombia for what he said was an assassination attempt on himself by drones. The event, captured on TV, showed troops fleeing rather than defending their leader.
Global warming was said to be partly responsible for wildfires that killed some 100 people near Athens and at least 85 in California. A report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned that such calamities will become more common if the world warms even by another 0.5 degrees Celsius. A White House report forecast grim effects for the American economy. Donald Trump said he didn't believe it. An international deal was struck on how to implement the Paris Agreement on climate change.
Indonesia suffered two devastating earthquakes. The first struck the island of Lombok, killing over 560 people. The second triggered a tsunami in Sulawesi, killing more than 2,250 people.
Saudi Arabia lifted a ban on female drivers. It also allowed cinemas to open for the first time in decades. The first film to be shown publicly was Black Panther. But these small liberalizing steps were overshadowed by the arbitrary locking up of feminists, plutocrats, and many others.
The kingdom froze its links with Canada after Canada's foreign minister mildly criticized such abuses. Jamal Khashoggi, a journalist, was murdered and dismembered by Saudi operatives in a consulate in Istanbul.